There's a story that has gone around that I want to share with you tonight, and I'm sure many of you have heard it. I can't attest to the validity of all of the details of the story, but it illustrates a point that I want to make tonight, so I'd like to share it with you. There were several businessmen who went to Chicago for a convention at one point, and the convention went on all week, and they were going home Friday afternoon. It was over shortly afternoon, and they were ready to go, and they rushed to the airport because they had promised their wives they would be back home by dinner time that night. So they left the hotel, they went to the airport, and they were rushing through the terminal and really not paying much attention to what they were doing or what was going on. And one of them accidentally kicked over a table that was there, and it was a table that had a big display of apples. They didn't stop, they kept going, and some glanced around, but they really did not stop to see the damage that might have been done. So they rushed on to their departure gate, and one of them along the way before he got there sort of stepped back and took a deep breath and assessed himself and decided he had to do something and take some action. So he called one of his friends and said, "Call my wife and tell her I'll take the next flight out. I have something to do." He returned to the terminal, and as he did so, he was really happy that he had gone back. Because as he went into the terminal, in the section where this table was and where the apples had been on display, he saw a pitiful girl groping around on the floor trying to find her apples to pull them back together. What he saw was a 16-year-old girl who was totally blind and totally frustrated by the situation into which she had been thrown. So he went over to her, he kneeled down, and he began to pick up the apples and try to fix the display. He set up the table, he fixed the display, and many were bruised, so he got a basket and put the bruised ones in the basket, and he got her display all set up, and he apologized profusely to her, and he said, "I am so sorry for what we did. I'm so sorry that we have ruined your day." This girl just blindly looked at him. Tears were streaming down her eyes, and she sort of nodded in acknowledgement of what he had said. He pulled out his wallet and he gave her $40, and he said, "This will cover the bruised apples. I hope your day continues in a better way." So he turned to walk away, and as he did, she said, "Mister." So he turned to look at her, and she said, "Are you Jesus?" And this struck him. And it was just bouncing around in his mind. "Are you Jesus?" And he thought, "What did I do that made this girl question whether I was Jesus?" And the question went over in his mind several times. And you know, we might reword that question tonight. Instead of asking, "Are you Jesus?" or "What did this man do to cause her to think she was Jesus?" maybe we should ask it like this: what acts did Jesus perform when he was living that remind us of what this man did? I want you to think about that tonight. Now, you may not remember anything else of what we're talking about, but that's our point. I want us to think about how we represent Jesus in this world. And what are we doing in our daily lives to show that we are that representative and that we understand that we're Jesus' representative? Every one of us here is his representative as we go about our daily lives, our daily activities. We don't always realize it. We don't always stop to think that we are a representative of Jesus. When people see us, then hopefully they're seeing a representative of Jesus. We need to think seriously about that, I believe. What did Jesus do that we can emulate. You know, there are so many qualities, we certainly could not go all over all of them tonight, but I want to present just a few for you to think about, and we can emulate at least some of these. Jesus demonstrated his love for people. He cared about people. You know, we go about our activities. Sometimes our spiritual activities, like, you know, doing good for people or doing Bible studies or whatever it is we do, that we do for a spiritual activity, and we don't really think about the people. Jesus loved people. That's why he came to the earth. That's why he came here, because he loved people. He loved their souls, and he wanted every person to have the opportunity to go to heaven someday. That's why he did what he did. He loved people. He loved children. Matthew 18 certainly demonstrates that fact. We know this story well. You know, Jesus was there with his disciples, and he was being questioned about who's going to be the greatest. Well, this didn't set too well with him, but nevertheless, they were asking him. He said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you're converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Jesus wanted these people to realize their responsibility. He used a child here, but the same applies to anyone. He loved the children. He loved this child. He loves the soul of every person. We need to develop that same kind of attitude and that same kind of love as we deal with people on a daily basis. We need to care about them. He showed great concern for people. It's just like in Matthew 9 about the giving sight to the blind man. He gave sight to him. Why? Because he cared about him. He was concerned about his physical welfare. So Jesus loved the souls of men, and he cared about the spiritual welfare of men. We can't perform the miracles that he performed, but we can do the same kinds of things. And we need to be doing that in our lives every day, so that when people see what we do, they don't really see us, but they see that we are representative of Jesus. Jesus was unselfish in giving of himself. He was unselfish. You know, it's one thing to be selfish. That means that all we think about is ourselves. We don't think about other people, the good of other people, or the consequences of our behavior on other people. When one is selfish, he thinks about himself. Jesus didn't do that. He thought about others. He also was not self-serving. He did not do things so that he would get a benefit from them. That's what a self-serving person does. Some people do what they do because they want a benefit, either a spiritual benefit or a physical benefit. They want to get something back for what they've done. Jesus wasn't like that, and we're not to be like that either. We are not to be a self-serving people. Jesus said in John 5:30, I myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. He didn't come selfishly. He came to do the will of his Father. Jesus was decisive, and he was a man of action. And we can be that too. He went into different situations, and he was decisive in those situations. And it wasn't just because he was divinity that he was decisive. He was decisive because he looked at what needed to be done. He decided what should be done. He took action with it. He did it for the good of other people. We can do that. We can emulate these qualities that Jesus had in our lives, except for the miracles, if we choose to do that. And when we do, what's going to happen? Somebody's going to see what we do. We don't do it for that reason, but it's obvious they're going to see what we do. And hopefully they will see that we're doing it for a higher calling or for a better reason. And then Jesus gets the glory. We have power in this room tonight. I don't know how many people are here, but there are a bunch. We have power in this room. And you just think about it as we go back to our homes and as we do whatever we do for the Lord. If we use this power properly and emulate what Jesus did, and we do things that cause people to question, are you Jesus? Think of the good that can come from that and the influence it can have on a lost and dying world. We need to be as much like Jesus as we can be as human beings. And if we claim to know him, we should walk like he did, live like he did, and act like he did. And what did he say to us? He said in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Let us live like we're worth the price that he paid for us. One person said, "Be kinder than necessary, for everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battle."